In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I remembered when I used to teach godly play, one Sunday morning after Haiti's earthquake, I felt sad when I saw everything that was happening in Haiti on TV. And I could not go to be with the people. My family was okay, but what about all the rest of the people who were affected? They too are my brothers and sisters. I got to class that morning feeling sad and down. However, I taught the class. But in godly play, there is that part we call the feast, which is usually crackers and water. Before we start the feast, we start with prayer. We go around the room and each child says their prayer. There was one boy, I will call him AJ. He was having a hard time that morning. He refused to sit in the circle. However, I let him be, because what was important for me was that he was in class. During this prayer time, I heard the most beautiful and sincere prayers from those 3 to 5 years old. Some of them will give thanks for mommy and daddy. Some of them will pray for their pet, or will pray for their fish that died, or for a grandparent. However, when it was AJ's turn, I thought he will not participate. But he did, and he said, "I pray for people I know and for people I do not know to live in peace." I never expected a 4-year-old will pray that kind of prayer. However, the Holy Spirit is praying through us. I felt that AJ prays not only for his family or the people here, but also for the people everywhere in the world. I felt moved by his prayer that morning. Abraham intercedes before God on behalf of Sodom and Gomorrah's people by appealing to God's nature of just and righteousness. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just? In Abraham's intercession to the Lord surely modeled his righteousness by listening to Abraham's intercession on behalf of the people in Sodom and Gomorrah. God listening does not mean it turned out the way Abraham desired. You will have to continue to read the whole chapter to find out. God patiently listening to Abraham. If you find 50 righteous and go down to 10, finally, the Lord left, and Abraham left. The Lord agrees that he will not destroy the righteous with the unrighteous. As Warren Williams, the retired Archbishop of Canterbury, says, the prayer of intercession at its simplest is thinking of something or someone in the presence of God. That's exactly what Abraham was doing, thinking of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah in the presence of the Lord. The conversation of the Lord with Abraham, "I must go down to see whether they have done all together according to the outcry that has come to me, and if not, I will know." It demonstrates that the Lord not only hears our cry of suffering, but comes to us to visit us. The Lord God is interested in us so much that it comes to us. The Lord is involved in our everyday activities and cares so much to come down in the person of Jesus. In our intercession, we open our hearts to the Lord and invite God to journey with us or with someone on the life journey. In Abraham's intercession, he appeals to God's righteousness and God's justice, impartiality and fairness regarding Sodom and Gomorrah's people. Though Abraham's nephew Lot lived in Sodom, he did not ask God to remove his nephew and family, but instead prayed to save everyone, even if there were only 10 righteous people. He interceded on behalf of all people, not only his nephew, because God has calling him to bring justice and righteousness to all. That means through God, we are all connected. No matter where we live, what we believe, or last name, or zip code, God is the Spirit and the giver of lives who breathes in us. The people who are sleeping or sitting on the street corner are connected with me through God, even if we do not have any chance or anything to give him or her. At least we can acknowledge them as a child of God. Like AJ in my godly play classroom, who prayed for people he knows and for those he did not know to live in peace. God's desire is for peace and unity to flow over the face of all the earth and in every family. Again, Rowan Williams says, intercession in the natural is the natural flowing of our life in Christ. Our intercession is the prayer of faith, and faith is not a matter of plans and programs. In our prayer, we demonstrate that God and the world belong together. I find it comforting, and hopefully, even when I did not always get what I desire in my prayer, but I believe God's Spirit is still acting in me and in all of us. We have been praying for many things lately. For example, for the virus to go away, but still linger, and a lot of life lost. We want God to act now on what we desire. But that is not the work of faith. We need to remember that God was there before and during the pandemic, before any hope, any light, any merit. God was there, and God is still here. Jesus on the cross after praying in the garden, "Father, if it is your will, remove that cup away from me." Yet on the cross, Jesus said, "Into your hands I commend my spirit." Jesus did not let go of his assurance into the Father. On the cross, Jesus holds together God and the world, love and suffering, light and darkness. Also, Christ shows us that there is no other way besides God. God holds the future, not us. We pray because we know that there is no place that God cannot go. Yes, the Lord goes down to see Sodom and Gomorrah's people, despite the outcry and the evil deed. God, who spoke the world into being, does not need to go to come down, yet God comes down to see. As we are going through this week, let us remember that prayer changes us, not necessarily God, and prayer focuses on God's power and gives us hope. Life is a journey. We pray, we surrender, we fall, we get up again, we do our part, and we keep our hope in God, and we do it over again and again. We do our best to be faithful to what God has called us to do and believe that God is always present and God will hold our hands through this journey that is life. Finally, I never thought I will find comfort through the prayer of a 4-year-old, praying not only for people he knows, but for those he did not know. But I did, because I felt that my family and my country were included when it means prayer the most. We are not outside of God's view, and I find it very comforting, and I hope you find that as well. Let us keep interceding before God for ourselves and for one another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.